Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Dove Ministries of Love, a production of Dove Ministries. Join Apostle Diane as she shares wisdom from the Word of God about topics that we are faced with in our lives every day. Listen with an open heart and spirit as you can receive impartation and understanding. We are taking prayer requests and your questions live at 1-347-857-4133. Let the anointing of God lift your burdens and destroy yokes of bondage in your life. You will never be the same. Our website is www.dove-ministries.com.
Hello, everyone. Sorry about that. Had a hard time getting on here. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad that you've tuned in today to Dove Ministries of Love. And what a blessing it is always. This is Apostle Diane Nutt, and I am somewhere in the county of Texas in a little town called Rockwall. And so I just want to speak the blessings of God to you. What an exciting time that we are living in. I know I say that quite often, but truly we are so blessed to be a part of this generation. You know, sometimes you look and you read in the Word of God and it's like, oh, that would have been so awesome to be a part of, you know, to be in the earth at that time. But excuse me, I am so convinced that we are living in the greatest hour and the greatest moment of the history of the church. And so just amazing things are happening, you know, all over the world. I mean, God really is moving by the power of His Holy Spirit. And people are coming into the kingdom, and you and I get to be a part of that. You know, you and I get to be a part of what God is doing. And you know, there's just, to me, it's so humbling to be a part of what God is doing and to know that we can cooperate with Him. And so, you know, I just want to encourage you that as we get into the Word of God today, and as we continue on this series, if you will, on prayer and faith, to really expect something to happen. Expect God to move upon you by the power of His Holy Spirit and to enter into that place of intercession. You know, Paul said, I would that you all be intercessors. And sometimes that just seems like, you know, well, that's just boring, or, you know, how difficult that is to sit and to, you know, spend so much time when I have so many other things to do. But just like I said to our congregation many times, it's, you know, being an intercessor is the greatest calling of God on my life. And it is actually probably the most exciting thing, most exciting part of my journey, because, you know, God really does honor lives that are, I just call it, you know, prayer becomes a way of life for you. And prayer really is the backbone. Prayer and intercession really is the backbone of any ministry. It's actually the backbone of your life. And so I've heard awesome reports from some of you. You've been messaging me and praise God for what He has been doing and the prayers that you have seen answered. And you know, again, when I look back over this whole year, so many of you have called in with praise reports of prayers that God has answered, that we have come into agreement and prayed. And not only that, the prophetic words that have gone forth. And, you know, what a blessing and what a honor it is, and how comforting it is to know that we have a a God. He's a sovereign God, Jehovah God, who is Abba Father, who cares about every detail of your life. And, you know, he gave us Holy Spirit, and Holy Spirit is his Spirit, but Holy Spirit is our teacher. And he reminds us of all things, and he brings to our remembrance those things that, you know, sometimes I'm just in awe of what comes from the Holy Spirit, what he quickens me to. And, you know, the things that come out of my mouth is just mind-blowing. But even so, in the place of prayer, and, you know, that's why it's so important to get the Word of God in you. Because the Word of God is faith. So when you pray the Word of God, you're praying words of faith. And God only moves according to faith. Well, I'm going to get started here in just a minute, but I just have to brag on God for just a little bit. We had our prophetic healing gathering this past Sunday night. And listen, if you're ever in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, if you want to fly in, drive in, ride a bus in, come on a train, but I'm telling you, God is moving so powerfully at these meetings. And I always forget to have someone to take pictures. And I even had my phone out this last time and the other night and still forgot to give it to my husband so he could just take pictures. I mean, God is just moving so powerfully. And we had several people, you know, that got healed, words of knowledge that came forth. And I'm just waiting to hear the praise reports. We prayed for another person who had been diagnosed with a mass in her throat. And, you know, I just want to tell you, we've seen 15 people healed now of cancer. And that's nothing compared to what it's going to be like in the days to come. Because when man and when doctor says that there is no cure for cancer, they're waiting on me now. And, you know, that's just so amazing to me to see how God is just, you know, if we'll just step out in faith, if we'll just believe God and trust him and speak those words of faith. I'm telling you, it's amazing. And so it was just a sweet time in the presence of the Lord. And then we had deliverance. There was deliverance that took place. And praise God, you know, my heart has just been so heavy for a long time, you know, concerning deliverance, because you just don't hear about deliverance. You just don't see, you know, a lot of true deliverance. And but the deliverer, you know, I've just been prophesying and speaking and declaring the deliverer has come. The deliverer is coming to your home. I just want to tell you, what whoever is listening to this, whether it is today on December the 10th of 2014 or it's December the 10th of 2015, I want to tell you today that the deliverer is coming to your home, and the deliverer is going to deliver you and set you free. And I'm telling you, it was the most precious thing, you know, the Sunday night to see a mother and her son that God just delivered and set free. And to God be all the glory and honor and praise. And, you know, my prayer is continually, you know, Lord, don't just deliver me, but deliver all of those that I come into contact with that need your delivering power in their life. You know, sometimes it doesn't take years and years and years of counseling. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. I mean, it doesn't take years of counseling. All it takes is one touch from God, one touch from the hand of God, one word, and a person can be set free. You can be set free instantly. Did you hear that? Instantly. You know, sometimes I think the devil just likes to keep people bound up and going to counseling session after counseling. Listen, go to a counselor that's baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. Now, I realize I might be stepping on some toes right now. Don't be sending me any hate mail or any messages that aren't nice. I'm just telling you, the power of God is real, and the power of God is strong, and the power of God can do what man could never do over years and years of counseling. I'm telling you, when the Lord set me free and delivered me from when, after my father, you know, had sexually abused me at a very young age at 18 months old, well, it wasn't until 20-something years down the road before I received deliverance. And, you know, that's a pretty long time, and didn't know what was wrong with me, didn't know why certain things were happening and certain things weren't happening and why I felt the way I felt. And I'm telling you, one moment in the presence of God, and I guess I'm just going to step right on into our series that I've been doing on prayer and faith. And I mean, just, you know, you get into this place to where you really cry out to the Lord and you ask, remove from me everything that needs to be removed. Now, Lord, burn up in me all of the wood and the hay and the stubble, and shake everything, Lord, because all I want is you. I just want the purity and the pureness of who you are, you know, in my life. And I'm telling you, God will do that. That was the cry of my heart. That was the prayer of faith that I had several years ago in this particular area, because I didn't know why I felt unclean all the time. I didn't know why I couldn't enjoy times with my husband, like what a husband and a wife are, you know, supposed to enjoy. But I had these things, you know, concerning that time in my life when I was sexually abused that I needed to get free from. And so as I'm sitting one day in the presence of God and just, you know, crying out to him, I'm telling you, all of a sudden, deliverance started happening. And all of a sudden, the Lord showed me a vision. And he showed me the first exact thing that happened to me when my father sexually abused me. And you know what? Now, I know some people, again, you're not going to like this, but you can just, you know, go ahead and hang up or not listen to it. But this is truth. God wants to set you free. God wants to deliver some people. And before the end of this year, and I'm telling you, you've got to get to where that deliverance anointing is to be, and, you know, and or in his presence and really crying out to him like what he did with me. You know, sometimes the Lord does that, and sometimes he has people like me that are there for you in your life to help you and to pray for you so that you can be delivered and, you know, and to break through. And so I'm sitting there, and I'm crying out, and so here I see this scene, and I'm just like, oh, this is just, you know, this is awful, and I start upheaving and just, I mean, I can't even explain what it was like, because you can't. Some things that, you know, take place by the Spirit of God are hard to imitate or to even try to replicate, to try to explain and to show you. But I had never been around, at that time in my life, I'd never been around anybody that had been delivered. I'd never seen deliverance. I'd never heard, you know, about deliverance. And here God started delivering me. And I told the Lord, you know, I told him I was afraid. And he told me, as he's told me before, and I shared this with y'all last week, whenever I asked Jesus to teach me how to pray, and he began to, he took me into that place in the Spirit, and I had the stammering lips and chattering teeth, and then I started travailing and groaning. You know, where is the travailing and groaning in the Spirit? You just don't hear much of that in the church, but anyway, moving on. And so, you know, when I told the Lord then that I was afraid, because I didn't have any control over the stammering lips and chattering teeth that I had and that travailing and groaning. But he said what he said to me this other time. He said, Diane, he said, be not afraid, for it is I. And he said the very same thing to me when I started upheaving and didn't know what was going on and, you know, was really afraid because I'd never been around this. I'd never heard of this. And I was, Lord, you know, what's happening to me. And I'm telling you, just a blanket of peace came over me. And it was so peaceful, just so peaceful. And then sure enough, as the peace of God was just all over me, I mean, God delivered me. And then the Lord spoke to me within time and said, Diane, I've called you to release deliverance and healing. And, you know, that was just, it was just an amazing thing that happened when that deliverance took place. So for years, you know, for years, I have seen deliverance and healing. And, you know, a lot of people, I said, are just not real, they're just not really believe that that is something that God is still doing. But I want to tell you what, when God, when he shows up as the deliverer and by the power of his Holy Spirit through his Son, Jesus Christ, I'm telling you that something happens. And that's exactly what happened Sunday night. And I watched how God just transformed. He just literally transformed, you know, this precious lady and her son. I mean, it was just precious. And when the, you know, when the gathering was over, I mean, even the young man, he was just going around and just hugging everyone, had the most purest, sweetest smile on his face. And I don't know how old he was. He had to have been around maybe 11 or 12 or, you know, somewhere around in there. But I'm telling you, it was just beautiful to see what the Lord did. And, you know, I'm just so grateful. I'm just so grateful, you know, to what God did. And I know that it's only the beginning of what is to return, you know, to the body of Christ. We just have not seen the type of deliverance, and more now than ever, you know, there's just going to be a strong manifestation of God's healing and delivering anointing that is going to come and be manifested, because we need to get free. And you know what? The work's going to get to where it's going to be more and more. And, you know, we're not going to have time to spend hours in counseling. I mean, no one can do what God has done in my life. I mean, in just the moment of being in his presence, and I get really emotional about this, because our God is a deliverer. Our God is. There's no counseling. When I laid in that hospital after I had OD'd on cocaine, and I've been in the hospital for 4 days, and I've got four doctors standing around me, psychiatrists, psychologists, and they're standing there, and they wanted me to stay home for at least for 6 weeks. They wanted me to go into an institution to where, you know, it's I guess it's like a rehab or recovery place. And I looked at them, and I pointed my finger, the prophet finger came out, and I pointed my finger at them, and I said, I can't do that. And they said, well, Mrs. Nutt, how do you know that when you walk out of this hospital, when you leave this hospital today, that you're not going to go out and try to do the same thing again? And I pointed that finger, and I looked at them, and I said, because God is going to help me. Whew. Of course, you know, the doctors are looking at each other like, because they could not make me go. But, you know, they're looking at each other, and they're probably thinking, wow, this woman needs some help here, and she don't want it. But I knew, because my God, your God, our Father is a deliverer. And so, you know, and so there used to be, I could spend all the rest of our time today just sharing with you the number of people that I have seen delivered through the years. And no one could tell me any different. And it's heartbreaking to me that there's so much of the church that's not walking in that, that they're not seeing deliverance like that. And again, who's got time to go to counseling for week after week, month, year after year, and you're still the same that you were in the beginning? The power of God is going to be manifested in such a way in the days to come. I'm telling you, we're about to see such a great outpouring of God's glory and a great outpouring of God's Spirit. And things are going to happen in an unprecedented way. Things are going to happen that we are going to say, only God, God's glory did this. You know, now I know one time in the Bible, at least, maybe twice, where Jesus talked to a devil, you know, to a spirit. But most of the time, people just got delivered. And, you know, I've watched God so many times without me calling out people. And I'm telling you, I just, this stuff of saying, well, now, you know, what altar did you build in that, you know, who are you, blah, blah, blah. No. I've seen God too many times just deliver people. And a lot of times without me even knowing that God is doing that, that he is delivering people. And so we're going to see, because, you know, there's too many people in bondage. There's too many people in the body of Christ that are in bondage, and people that want to be free, and they're just not getting free. And so, you know, I was deeply honored to be that vessel the other night, that Sunday night, that God used to bring that deliverance. And because, again, I just believe that we are about to see such an amazing manifestation of God's glory that is going to be poured out. And I'm telling you, when God's glory shows up, it's not just people getting healed in their physical bodies, but it's, I'm telling you, it is people getting delivered. And so I guess this is just the way, the direction that we're going. And because someone who's listening today, you've got, I mean, I've got several of you who you want to talk, and I'm going to take your calls earlier today so I can get to everyone. But, you know, this is a topic and this is a subject that is kind of overlooked. And a lot of people will just say, well, you know, we don't need deliverance like that anymore. Well, let me introduce you to my God, Jehovah God, who is a mighty God, and he is a deliverer. And, you know, there's nothing to be afraid of. You know, don't be afraid of deliverance. You know, sometimes when you see the manifestation of a person who is getting free, sometimes it's a difficult thing to see. But nevertheless, you know, God wants to deliver people. And the truth is that people are responding and they're acting out of the bondage that they're in. And some of the things that they are doing are manifestations of the bondage that they are bound to, where they are oppressed. And so, you know, I just want to encourage you, you know, read the Word of God and to stand in the gap, to pray for your family. God is doing an amazing work in families right now. And again, just, you know, the other night, again, I just have to brag on God. I mean, here a mother and her son are set free. And, you know, when God delivers you, you have to be sure that you protect yourself and that you guard your heart and you keep yourself in a place of not being, you know, you can be sure whenever there is a victory, when you have experienced and encountered the victory. And this is not to glorify, to edify. This is just some wisdom right here. The devil's going to come. The devil comes when you've had a great victory or when you're really low and when you're really weak. He will come to attack. So when you encounter your deliverance or even your healing, in your physical body, I mean, sometimes, you know, the enemy will come right away with the same kind of pain or the same, you know, problem or issue that you had. And I want to encourage you to you just turn around and say, Father, thank you that I am healed. Father, thank you that I am delivered. Father, thank you that I'm not bound to gluttony anymore. Father, thank you that you set me free from being a liar. Father, thank you that you set me free from lust, that now my love is towards you and not towards the carnal things in this world. Father, thank you, Lord God, that you have set me free by the power of your Holy Spirit. You just got to speak the word. The word works. I don't care what anybody says, but the word works. I mean, the word always works. And, you know, sometimes it's funny because people will say that, you know, they'll say that right now, excuse me. And so, you know, it's, you just have to be, you just have to consistently speak the word of God. The word of God is absolutely, as the word of God says, it is your very life and spirit. And so you just speak that word. Don't you receive back that you weren't healed, that you weren't delivered? Just recognize, no, this is just the enemy. He's just trying to come and, you know, trying to make it seem like I didn't get free. But you just speak that out. I am free. And sometimes you can go along for years and nothing bother you, and all of a sudden, the very thing that you got delivered from or that you got healed from tries to creep up in your body again, tries to come up in your mind again. And you know what you do? You just totally, you just refuse to even think on that, because the Bible says, so as the man thinketh, so is he. And so, so you know, it, something happened the other night. It was like, God, you are doing what you said you would do. And God, you are raising up great ministers in this hour who have been delivered. They've gone through deliverance and they've gotten set free, and they're going to manifest and pray for others and manifest that deliverance and that healing power. Now we're in a great moment that we are living in. And I'm telling you, just watch and see, you know, what is going to happen. Now, let me read you a scripture, and then I'm going to go ahead and take your calls so I can get to everyone today. But, you know, just remember that God, he wants to deliver you. He wants to heal you. And I've seen too many times when what the Lord has just done for me personally, what I have shared with you today already, and how he came. And he just told me to not be afraid. He said, be not afraid, for it is I. And then, you know, you just let that happen. You just let what the Spirit of God is doing in you at that moment, you just let it take place and you just let it happen. You know, when I asked the Lord, asked Jesus, you know, teach me how to pray immediately. Okay, immediately. He took me into that place, and it was very supernatural. But he had me standing in the gap for someone that was off the track that needed to come back, you know, to the Lord. And what joy is that, to know that God can use you and you can cooperate with the Holy Ghost, and you can yield and be that vessel that God uses to birth someone back to the Lord. There's so many prodigals, you know, sons and daughters that need to come back home. And you know what? They don't need to be beat on the head of what they've done wrong, because when you've done wrong, you know you've done wrong. But they need to be loved. And then, you know, when you stand in the gap, and so that was just such a blessing. And then sitting there in the hospital, you know, I had to pray. When I looked at those doctors, when they wanted to take me and, you know, and lock me up for 6 weeks in that rehab, you know, I had to trust God. And I knew, because when I looked at them and told them, because God is going to help me. If you know that God is going to help you, you have to do your part. And so I had to stay in that place of prayer and, you know, and continually pray. feed myself the Word of God. I had to most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. Remember, faith works by love, and prayer works by faith. So you have to stay in a spirit of love, and you have to know the Word of God. You know, there's too many out there, and maybe you could even possibly be one listening today that has been so frustrated from, you know, your prayer life. Listen, I'm telling you, if you haven't listened to the last 2 weeks, if you haven't been able to listen, I've been teaching this series on prayer and faith for the last 2 weeks. This is the third teaching that I've been doing on this, and I'm just expecting, I've got several of you calling in today. I'm fixing to get to your calls, but you're just letting me know, you know, that God is moving in your life and that you are receiving what the Lord is saying, and you're expecting your prayer life to change, because prayer does change everything. Prayer does change your life, because you can't get into that place of the presence of the Lord and feel Him without becoming more and more aware of yourself and, you know, and who you are and what is going on in you. And so we want to be able to pray with a pure heart and, you know, be able to pray with that heart that is so tender and pure and innocent, our clean, our hands clean, our hands being clean and our heart being pure. And so in Luke chapter 22 and verse, in verse 32, remember, this is the last scripture I shared last week, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. And so here we see Jesus is prayed because Satan came to sift him. And some of you are being sifted like wheat. But Jesus is saying, I'm praying for you. And I'm telling you today, as those who listen in to the program, I'm praying for you that your faith would fail not. And so he says, when you're converted, when you are converted, then strengthen your brethren. When the Lord took me through my healing, when he took me through my deliverance from all that sexual abuse that had happened that started at the age of 18 months by being sexually abused by my father, when God took me through that deliverance and healing process, there finally came a conversion. I was converted. And so, you know, when you get into those places that where you need that deliverance and you feed yourself the Word of God, and, you know that Jesus is praying for you, but he's raised up people who love you, who are standing in the gap for you and praying that your faith would not fail and that you will be converted. And so when that conversion takes place, then there are times of refreshing that come. Paul said in Acts chapter 3, verse 19, there's times of refreshing that come in the presence of the Lord. And so when we are converted, there's a change that has taken place. There's a difference between having a touch of God's hand on your life, but it's the change that takes place. And you and I hold the key to whether or not, when we have received the touch of God's hand, if that change is going to manifest and take place in our heart. Just like when I was sitting there that day when God was fixing to take me through that deliverance, and I told him I was afraid because of what I was seeing. See, it's okay to say that. And then he told me, Diane, be not afraid, for it is I. And then he was able to do what no man could do, what I could not do, what 20 years of counseling could not do. And so as the Lord has strengthened me, he has strengthened me through that conversion, and I've been able to strengthen many others. And, you know, many places where I've been and I've seen people healed, you know, people that have held on to unforgiveness from family members and extended family members and all different things, you know, in areas of their life where they weren't able to be, you know, able to forgive. They were able to forgive after 20 years, 40 years, some 10 years, and then they were strengthened so that they could go on. And so everything that you go through that the enemy means to destroy you and, you know, to just not just to destroy, but not only to destroy, but to devastate you. I mean, God is so faithful to convert you as you allow his spirit to come and make that change, because so many people in the darkness, the gross darkness is covering the earth right now. And so we've got about 20 minutes left here on the program today, and I want to start taking your calls because I want to pray for you today. And I guess this was exactly where we needed to go, because God is moving by the power of his Holy Spirit. And it's such an honor and such a blessing to be able to talk with you and to pray with you. So I've got almost everyone on the board here you've called in. And so hopefully we'll be able to get to everyone. So let's go ahead and start with area code 843. You're on the line right now. You're on the air. Who am I speaking with?
Can you hear me?
Area code 843. You're on the air. Who am I speaking with?
Hello.
Can you not hear me?
Hello.
Oh, I'm here.
Hello. Oh my gosh.
Are you there? Okay, let me come back. Let me see if I can come back to that one. Obviously there's a bad connection there. Let's see. Area code 216, you're on the air right now. Who am I speaking with?
Hello, Apostle Diane. It's Joyce in Ohio.
Hi, Joyce in Ohio. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much. And what an awesome... I did listen last week. I didn't listen the week before, but boy, I want to change in my prayer life, Apostle. I just want my prayer life to be effective.
Yes, well, let me pray for you. And, you know, your prayer life has been effective, and I know that because I know your spirit, but I also know that there's that hunger. You know, I know that hunger is there so that you can do even more in the kingdom and for the kingdom.
Yes.
So let me just pray with you today. Father, thank you for Joyce, and Father, thank you for her heart that is so towards you. And Father, your daughter is hungry. Father, she's hungry to enter in to another realm of your spirit in her prayer life. And so, Father, I ask you, Lord God, because as she has delighted in your will and delighted in you, Father God, I ask you that you would give her this desire of her heart. And in the name of Jesus, I remove every obstacle, every hindrance, every inner conflict. Be removed right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you, Lord God, that your daughter, that Joyce, that she will step right into that place, that realm of your spirit, Lord God, that you have promoted her to. Father, that she would birth, that she would speak prophetically, pray prophetically. Father, I thank you for the visions. Father, as she's praying, and that she would speak to those things, Lord God. And Father, thank you right now, Lord God, that the door is opened. And the Lord just says to step in, just step on over the threshold by faith, and you'll see. You will see. You will see. You will see great things. And I hear the Lord saying that he will speak things to you that you've not heard, and you will pray things through, and you will birth things, and you will hear of some, and some you will just have that peace in knowing that the place of intercession that you yielded to has brought forth what he has purposed it, what he has sent it forth to do, that you'll know the peace, you know, that peace of God there, and that it is well. And
thank
so
you.
Praise the Lord. And call me with some praise reports.
I sure will. Thank you so very much. And you're such a blessing. I have to tell you, such a blessing.
Oh, thank you, Joyce.
Thank
you so much. That blesses my heart. Have a blessed week, and I'll be waiting to hear from you.
Okay. God bless.
Okay. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Praise God. Okay, you're on the air right now. Who am I speaking with? Hello, you're on the air.
With Robin.
Is this Robin?
Yeah.
And where are you calling from?
From Holland.
From Holland. Praise God. Praise
yeah.
God. It's been a while. I've spoken with you before, haven't I?
Yes, you have.
Praise God, Robin. What do you have to share, and what can I pray with you about today?
Yeah, what I have to share is, like, I'm listening to the program today, and I'm like a strong believer, and I thank the Lord, but there are some things in my life, and they haven't resolved yet, and they're going on for 6 years now, or longer.
Okay.
And I'm in the middle of deliverance at this moment, not today,
uh-huh.
but let's say in a period of deliverance. And the Lord is
uh-huh.
expanding my heart. But today, you are asking the question to pray for deliverance. And
uh-huh.
I only want
yeah.
help. So I'm saying, help, Lord.
Okay. Okay, Robin. Okay, well, let me pray. Let me pray for you, and we'll just see the Spirit of God move here. Father God, I just thank you right now, Lord God, that your love for your son, excuse me, Father God, thank you for just your faithfulness, Lord God, and your son is, Father God, he's crying out to you. Lord God, he's crying out, and he's inquiring of you, Lord God, in his life right now. And Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that you said in your word to call upon the elders and to have them to pray. And Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that this place of temptation, this place of struggle, this area, Father God, that he is walking through in deliverance. Father God, I thank you that even today, oh, I feel the fire of God right now. Really, the fire of God's coming down. Hallelujah. Father God, I thank you for the fire of God right now that is just burning up everything, Lord God. It's burning up all the wood and the hay and the stubble. It's just burning it up right now. And, Robin, I see an altar, and I see the fire on the altar right now. And so, just know that the Lord is, as you have committed your ways to him, your body, soul, and spirit, as you have committed to him, there's the precious holy fire of the Holy Spirit is just burning up that which you have put on the altar before him. I mean, I literally see a golden altar, and I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying that your life shall become in that place of prayer incense going up to him. But your life shall release a fragrance that will reveal the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And others will know, and others will be touched by the life. And by the, they may not know at that very moment that it is the knowledge of Christ. But it's going to be so much life in them that it's going to open up doors for you to be able to minister to others. And although the enemy has come to sift you as wheat, the Lord says that your conversion is being completed and manifested today. And he is going to strengthen you so that you can be that vessel that he said that you would be in this season of your life, to be poured out into all peoples. And so, Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your spirit. Father, thank you for the fire of your Holy Ghost. And, Father, thank you for your son and for what you are doing in his life today. And, Father, thank you for just loving your unconditional love that is being poured out to your son even now. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you're so welcome.
I have tears the whole time. Thank you, Lord, for touching my heart. And thank you for letting Diane pray for me. And I know there will be a breakthrough, and I'm sure of it. Thank you so much.
Praise God. Okay, Robin, we love you. And we'll hear from you soon. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, praise God. God is so faithful. Let me see. I'm going to try back with the 843 area code. 843, you're on the air. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Can you
Diane,
hear me?
Apostle Diane, finally. This is Anna from South Carolina.
Who is it?
Anna from South Carolina.
Oh, Hannah. Hi there.
Anna.
How are you?
Hey, how are you? Oh, I'm so glad I got through. Let me tell you something. I've been listening to you for about a month now, and I have just been so blessed by your words and how God is just really using you. And just, I've just seen a lot of changes. But, you know, when we're going through, no one likes to go through. So I'm going to make this real quick because I know there's other people that are waiting.
Yes, I probably
called. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm not going ahead.
Okay. No, I was just going to say the Lord was saying, you know, just listen to what she has to say and then next week call in. But I woke up this morning about 3:30 a.m., and when I woke up, it was like doubt and fear were attacking me. So I started crying out for Jesus right away, and he led me to Psalm 27. So when you're talking about deliverance, we have generational curses pertaining to drugs and alcohol in my family, and that I just wanted to completely come to an end because it's just taken so many of us down. And I'm sorry to be so emotional. It's just, and I just, trying to get right with God and trying to do his will. And right now, my husband hasn't been paid for over a month. And, you know, I just want to walk by faith and not by sight. And I just need prayer for my family, all my loved ones, for deliverance from drugs, alcohol, whatever the situation may be.
Okay. Okay, Hannah. Well, listen, God has delivered me from so much, you know, and I mean, I OD'd on cocaine, and it was only a miracle of God that, you know, that I am alive, because I should have been dead and so many times. And so this is going to, I'm going to pray for you, and I'm telling you, you're going to see something change. You know, I'm hearing in my spirit, you're the catalyst in your family. You're the catalyst. There's always a catalyst in the family. Now, the Holy Ghost just told me that. And so, you know, because you're a catalyst in the family, the enemy is going to want to attack you with fear and doubt. But, you know, you just cast that down, and because you have that authority, and because he doesn't want your family free. But you know what? The Lord gave me a word that I would speak a word over a family, and whole families, the whole family would be set free. So you're standing in the gap today, sweetheart. You're standing in that place of being the catalyst, but you're standing in that place. So your whole family. Now, I don't know how long it's going to take. I don't know what's going to happen. I just know what the Lord told me, and I believe it, and I've been seeing already whole families set free.
Thank you,
Jesus. And so I'm just going to speak the word of the Lord. But, Father, I lift Hannah up to you right now. Father God, thank you for her heart. Father, thank you that her eyes and her affection is upon you. Father God, thank you for protecting her, for covering her. Lord God, you've raised her up as the catalyst in the family. And, Father God, I just ask you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, to send your ministering angels to your daughter right now. And Father God, just let her know in her heart of hearts, Father, that she is yours and you are hers. And Father, that no matter what is happening or manifesting, Father God, that your plan and your purpose for her is bringing her a hope in the future and an expected end. Father God, that her whole family is going to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Father God, I just thank you for your promise to your daughter. And because she is the one saved in her household, that her whole household is going to be saved. Now, I take authority right now over fear and doubt that would come. I take authority and I speak peace over your mind, Hannah. And Father, I thank you right now that Hannah has a sound mind and that doubt cannot enter. Father, I thank you that doubt is running today, running in the opposite direction in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you that faith is rising up in your daughter's life, that faith is rising up in Hannah's heart. And Father, I thank you for the oil of your presence. Father, I thank you for the oil of your spirit. Father, I thank you for that precious oil, for the balm of Gilead, just saturating her heart. Father, saturating every part of her being. Father, thank you, Lord God, that you are causing some places that have been fragmented. Father, you're causing them to come together. I see that right now, Hannah, that there's places that have been fragmented in your heart, and the oil of the Spirit of God, that balm of Gilead, is just, it's causing it to heal. Mm.
Thank you, Jesus. I feel
Hallelujah.
Too.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. You know, I've been getting attacked so bad. I mean, financially, spiritually, and just emotionally, just being attacked of it. And now I see why. And I just thank you. And I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Diane. Just for praying. I receive that. I believe it and I receive it in Jesus' name.
Yes, in Jesus' name. And I love you with the love of the Lord. And one day we'll meet. Either
yes, ma'am.
Here
I believe
there.
That.
Well,
yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. God bless you.
That would be great. God bless you, yes. Hannah. And please call and keep me updated or write me.
I sure will, honey. I sure will. I love you to death. And I love you. And I love your ministry. And God bless you. God bless each
Thank
and every one of you.
Thank you, dear. Okay. Bye. That's precious. Okay. Area code 316 now. Let's see. You're on the air. Well.
Hey, how are you?
316. Yes. Okay. I came through. I'm sorry. Who am I speaking with?
This is Stephen.
Hey, Stephen, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Praise God. I am just blessed. What can I be in agreement with you about? We've
Amen.
Got about 6 minutes left, too.
Yes, ma'am. I had a particular young lady. I have talked to you about this before. It was a while back. But I had gotten a word, you know, in regards to my dealings with her, you know, to let things go.
Uh-huh.
And so that the Lord can do what he will with her personally, between him and her. And it's been tough, you know, because I'm totally fine with the Lord, but at times it's like ever since I've let go, I continually have dreams about her for some reason. And, you know, I'm going forth and, you know, aspiring to stay focused, you know, on things of God. And I am staying focused on things of God, but it's just tough, you know, because it would be nice, you know, for, you know, the Lord to allow that young woman, you know, that he has for me, you know, to come walk this thing out with me. And as well, in addition, on a side note, just been having issues with my nostrils, and I'm believing that my Father will heal my body completely.
Okay. Okay, well, let me pray over that, over your nostrils. And then also, as far as your dreams, what I heard the Spirit of the Lord saying a while ago is that when he gives you these dreams, take the steps, you know, seek out what you see in the dreams and take the steps that you need to take, you know, in this, and trust him, and you'll have that peace, and you'll know, you know, as far as stepping out, you'll know what you can do and what you can't do. But the dreams are God's revealing to you, you know, a part of the plan. It's part of the plan and mm-hmm. what he is bringing and birthing forth that he's entrusted you with to know, you know, and mm-hmm. to see so that you can, you know, be the intercessor and be that one standing in the gap and so that that reconciliation can come and that peace, you know, that only God can bring her to, you yes, know, can come and manifest in her life as well. And so, yes, praise God. Okay, well, Father, I just thank you right now for your son. And Father, thank you for your direction, for your wisdom in his relationship. Father God, thank you for the dreams that you've given to him and how you're speaking to him and showing him, Father God, the steps and the things that you would have him to pray about and to pray over or just to, Father, to come into agreement with, Lord God, to release those in the earth, the things that you have shown him, Father God. Lord, thank you for this season, for this time, Lord God, in which you are doing such a deep work in Stephen's life, Lord God, and just revealing to him and showing him the power of prayer and just those things that you reveal to us, that you're so faithful in giving us faith extenders, that you are working and moving in the midst of what is going on. And so, Father, I just give you the glory and honor for that. And Father, I ask you right now, Lord, thank you there's no distance in the spirit. And Father, I thank you right now in Jesus' name that your healing power would be manifested in Stephen's nose right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I feel the power of God. My hand feels like it's been plugged up to a socket. I mean, the power of God. Father, thank you, Lord God, for the manifested healing in your son's nose right now. Hallelujah.
Thank you, thank you, Lord.
Ooh.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that your healing anointing is manifesting.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Wow, that's strong. That's a strong healing anointing. And Father, I just give you the glory and honor for it right now in Jesus' name. Father, thank you. Lord God, I just thank you that your son's nose is healed totally and completely in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I give you all the glory and honor. And it's for your glory, Father. It's for your glory in Jesus' name. I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Wow.
Jesus,
strong anointing.
Thank you.
Strong anointing. Thank you, Lord. Well, praise the Lord. Well, I'm going to go to our next callers. I think I've got two or three more callers. I'm going to try to get them in. And
yes,
so thank you for calling in. And please call in and give us some praise reports.
Yes, ma'am. Love you.
Okay. Love you too, Stephen. Bye-bye. Praise God. Okay, the program is actually fixing to be over in just like seconds, but I'm going to try to still take your calls. There's a 646 area code. Let's see, a 727. And the 646 and 727 and a 973. So I'm going to try to get to y'all. We'll have to do it really quick. But I just want to speak blessings over each and every one of you that are listening today. I love you with the love of the Lord. Join me next week on the 17th of December, and we're going to continue. I thought today might be the last day, but I'm going to continue on about being a house of prayer. And I just love you guys so much, and just speak the blessings of God over your life, and I'll look forward to sharing with you again next week. Praise God. Okay, so here we go. 646 area code right now. You're on the line right now. Who am I speaking with?
God bless you, Apostle Diane. It's Helena.
Hi, Nina. I knew from your sweet little voice from New Jersey, right? New Jersey or New York?
From New York.
New York. Okay. Yeah. Someone else is called from New Jersey. I get it messed up here. Y'all are sisters. Praise God. What can I pray with you about today, Helena?
Apostle, I just thank God for deliverance, that he's you know, performed so many deliverances in my life, in so many situations and so many instances. And I just thank him for that. And, you know, continually, I know he's still going to perfect everything else that needs to be perfected in Jesus' name.
Yes, 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 amen. And that's a blessing to hear you testify, and just the faith that you're speaking in, that he's going to continue to do that, because he perfects everything that concerns us, whether it pertains to godliness or just our life, you know, the spiritual and the natural. And so thank you for sharing that. That is such a blessing. Is there anything specifically that you want me to pray about? Or
I just want to pray that God will, you know, perfect and, you know, everything in my life and in my household, my children, and just show forth his glory and power in our life.
Yes. Okay. Well, Father, thank you for Helena, and Father, her praise to you, and how you have continued to perfect those things in her life. And Father, I just ask you to continue, Father God, as she stays yielded to you. Father, thank you that you take her from glory to glory and from faith to faith. And Father, thank you that you're manifesting redemption in her family. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that you have redeemed your daughter from the curse of the law. And Father, that you have blessed her. Father, that she has the promise of your spirit through faith. And Father God, as she continues in walking in that faith and walking in your spirit, Father God, it being released over her family. And Father, I thank you, Lord God, that her family is going to come through all the way. Father God, that they're going to come in all the way, and they're going to stand fast in the liberty in which they will continue to be set free as well. And Father, they're going to see, Lord God, they're going to see and know for themselves, Lord God, that you are the God that their mother is always talking about, that their mother is always declaring and speaking about. And so, Father, I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in Helena's family. And, Father, thank you for your glory. Father, for your glory being manifested. Let a mighty outpouring of your glory be manifested in her family. And for your glory, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I just give you all the glory, Father, for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And I just see that a spirit of love on you, and, you know, just the spirit, you know, the spirit is the love of God. I mean, you know, the spirit comes to us, of course, with the love of God and of Jesus, but the spirit of God that you walk in is always releasing the love of God to your family, to your children. And God's just doing a work. I just hear that. God's doing a work in your children, and they're going to know him, and they're going to grow in him. They're going to know him, and they're going to grow in him. So keep on doing what you're doing, Mama.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, my children love the Lord so much, and, you know, it's a blessing. It's a blessing to me. I just thank God for that. I just thank him for all that he's doing.
Yes, they're growing. It's like, yeah, they're, I mean, God's doing something really precious in your family. And there is a unity there, and, you know, but there's just something so significant that he's doing in their lives right now. It's like you've been such an incredible example to them.
Amen. Amen.
And an amazing example to them by the way how you have lived your life. And so I know they're older too, but there's something very, I mean, I don't know what it is, Helena. I just know that God is doing something so deep in your children right now. There's such a precious spirit of unity, and you're going to hear something. You're going to hear something from them. And so be sure and call in with the praise report.
Amen. I will. Okay.
Ooh, feel the Holy Ghost. Wow. Okay. Well, be blessed, or I should say remain blessed. I'm going to get these other callers here. And I love you dearly.
I love you,
thank
too.
You, Helena. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you so much. Okay, God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. I love it when God is moving and working in families. It's just so precious, and I'm excited. I'm going to be excited to hear what God's doing there. Okay, area code 973. You're on the air right now. Who am I speaking with? Area code 973. Hello? Hello, area code 973. You're on the air right now. Uh-oh, I may not be able to take any other calls. Let's see if we can get through to here. Area code 727.
Hi, Diane, this is Jan.
Oh, it came through, Jan, okay. Praise God, I didn't know since it's past the program time and the episode has actually ended. So I might try to go back to that 973 in a minute. But how are you, Jan?
I'm doing well, thanks. I appreciate your program today, the subject of deliverance.
God.
And I have a similar testimony to you regarding the early childhood stuff and God's faithfulness in my walk. So, and I do deliverance ministry. I actually had a dream this morning of a lot of people coming to me for deliverance, and I would see things in them that others didn't see. It was almost a chaotic dream, but it's like I know that's going to accelerate. So you really confirmed my dream. And,
praise God.
Yeah, thank you. I just like prayer for personal things. I've been a widow for 8 years, and I know God is bringing me that special mate to walk with.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just thanking him for anything he might want to share about that. I feel it soon, but I'm really content with the Lord. I'm having a really special time with him, but just looking forward to that.
Yes. Okay. Well, Father, I just give you the glory and honor right now for your daughter. And Lord, thank you for that anointing on her life. And Father, thank you how you've raised her up. Father God, you've taken her through those places of deliverance to be able to minister that to others, and Father, as she already has, and Father, I thank you for just preparing her for what is about to happen and to take place in her ministry. Father, as you are really thrusting the sickle over cities and bringing us into that place where we can thrust the sickle and reap, Father, reap in those souls, Lord God, that need that deliverance in their lives, and Father, even those in churches already, Lord God, where they've been sitting in places that are dead, where your spirit hasn't been moving, and it's just been a lot of legalism and a lot of religiosity. Father, thank you, Lord God, that you're opening that door up. so that those times of deliverance can be manifested even more in your daughter's life. And Father, I just thank you for that. And I just have to tell you, Jan, that the Lord is going to bring more people across your pathway that need deliverance. And it's almost like I just see an outbreak, almost like a revival, an outbreak of deliverance that the Lord is going to really use you in the days to come. And even as we go into 2015, as the Lord is speaking to you and giving you new direction concerning your ministry, and it's just going to your and your husband. Oh, whew, and your husband is going to be very. That anointing is strong in his life, and wow, and y'all are going to have a great ministry together, and seeing people being delivered and healed, and wow, I just see that. Oh my goodness, it's powerful. Whew. I mean, as I'm saying that, it's like the anointing is just like, wow. I mean, oh my. Yes, a great man of God, a godly man, and a man who really has a compassionate heart for souls and for the things of God. And it's almost like, okay, I won't say almost like, because it's just what I see. Some people are going to think that your marriage is a fairy tale, and because of just the goodness of God and what God has purposed in and through your marriage, because your husband, and I'm speaking in that terms, your husband is, you know, you're his good thing. Excuse me, my throat. You're his good thing, and he's found you. He's been praying for you, and wowee. And so just get ready. Get ready. And I just, I'm kind of, because I usually don't say stuff like this, but.
he trusts you. He trusts you.
I know. I'm like, hoo-wee. But it's, he's already seen you. And so, wow. And I don't want to say if that's the natural or by the eyes of the Spirit, but he's looking for you, and he's going to find you. And when he finds you, you'll know that you know, this is him. It'll be a quick, your status will change very quickly. Oh, hoo-wee. It's so funny. I just turned the page in my Bible, and it says, "Do not oppose the Holy Spirit." Woo-wee. Okay. So, Father, thank you, Lord God. Thank you for Jan's husband. Father, thank you that he has found her, that he's been praying for her. Father God, that he's been praying and standing in that place of trusting you. Father, that he is going to find his good thing. And Father, thank you for his heart, that he is a compassionate man, that he has a heart for souls, Father God, and that he has a heart to see people delivered and set free. And Father, I just thank you for that, and I just give you the glory and honor for it. And Father, I just praise you in Jesus' name, and I come into agreement, Father God, with your word and with your Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Oof. Hallelujah. Wow.
Hallelujah. Okay. Thank you, Lord. God bless you, Diane. Thank you so much.
Okay. Okay. Love you much. Okay. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Wowee. That was fun. Okay, let's see. Okay. I think this is the last one. Okay, area code 973.
Apostle Diane, this is Elaine in New Jersey. How are you?
Hi, Elaine. I am great. A little tipsy now. The more I pray for people, the more tipsy I get. Praise God.
I'll make it quick because I know you're running overtime here. But I was just calling for prayer for healing for my heart and deliverance from, you know, the oppression from the devil and breaking all generational curses and any curses I may have brought on myself, and just to pull down every stronghold and destroy every yoke and remove every burden from me.
Well, girl, you just about got it there. And since we'll definitely be in a place of agreement, you're going to see quick results. And so, Father, we just thank you right now that we have been in your presence. We have entered boldly into your throne room. Father God, all those listening and those that have called in today, that we've entered boldly into your throne room, obtaining the mercy and help that is needed. And at this time, Father, for the needs of your sons and your daughters. And so, Father, I just thank you, Lord God, that you have already worked out that plan of deliverance for Elaine. And so, Father, I just speak it forth right now in Jesus' name. And I just declare that all depression has to bow right now to the name of Jesus, and that every tormenting, lying spirit right now in the name of Jesus, that it looses and it lets go of your daughter, just that oppression that has tried to come and to bring that depression. Father, I thank you that depression is defeated. Because, Father, your daughter's hope and trust is in you. Father, you've given her the power and authority. And, Father, I just thank you for a breaking through, Father God, of the joy of the Lord. Father, I just release the joy of the Lord in your daughter's life. And, Father God, I thank you that the joy, just at any given moment, that it will just bubble up on the inside of her. That it'll just bubble up, Father God, and she'll find that joy, she'll find that strength, and that the oil will just flow as it has never flown before. And, Father, I thank you, Lord God, that every generational curse is being rendered ineffective and nullified and void right now in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that your daughter is blessed. And I just hear the Holy Spirit just kind of hammering that to tell you that you are blessed. To just start declaring every day, I am blessed. I am the blessed of the Lord. And as you keep declaring that and speaking that, you're going to see more of his blessings. There's like blessings. I see blessings like all around you. And the enemy has, you know, try to just to distort your perception of your inheritance even. But as you just declare that I am blessed, there are blessings that are going to be manifested. It's like these little things that are around you that the enemy has tried so hard. You know, it's just been a lie of the enemy, because you are blessed. But as you speak that continually out of your mouth, it's going to change the atmosphere, the very atmosphere, and those little weapons are just going to fall to the ground. It's like they're little weapons. They're just going to fall, boom, 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 boom. They're just going to fall to the ground, because after that scripture, the Bible says that that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. But then it says, every tongue you shall condemn. And so as you condemn the words from the tongues that, you know, have been spoken, you're just going to see blessings. The blessings of God are just going to overtake you. I hope you're ready for them. I know you are, but I hope you're ready to just see, because there's power, you know, the power of life and death are in our tongue. And there's something about declaring and speaking that you are blessed. You know, when you just get up and declare that every day, I am blessed of the Lord, I'm telling you, depression will have no entrance at all. I mean, none whatsoever. And so you just continue to keep your eyes, you know, keep your eyes upon the Lord and just know that the blessings are about to be poured out upon you.
Yes.
And so, because you are the blessed of the Lord. And so, okay, well,
I receive that.
The Lord.
I receive it. Be it unto me,
yes.
Lord.
Yes, amen. And so I'm going ahead. Praise the Lord. He was faithful to us again. 24 minutes over the program, over
wow.
the end of the episode. So
thank you,
we
Lord.
We praise God for that and give him the glory and honor for that. So,
yes.
Okay, well.
Thank you.
Okay, Lane. Yes, remain blessed. I love you. Okay.
Love
talk
you
to
also.
You soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Well, praise God. Praise God for everything that he did today. And just know how much you are loved and appreciated and how much value your life has. Okay, well, I look forward to being back with y'all again next week. Until then, remain blessed to go forth in God's, in his glory, and stay in with a heart of prayer and thanksgiving. Okay, bye-bye.